All right, so you send over this article, right? Veeam and Palo Alto Networks teaming up sounds like a pretty big deal in the cybersecurity world.
Yeah, it's definitely caught some attention.
And we hear a lot about data protection, but this seems like it goes a step beyond just backing things up.
Absolutely, and that's a really crucial point because the threat landscape is constantly changing, right? It's not enough to just have a copy of your data somewhere anymore.
Right, like it's one thing to have a spare tire, it's another to know how to change it when you're stuck on the side of the road.
Perfect analogy. And that's where this partnership is interesting because they're aiming to address that exact gap, making sure you can actually recover quickly and effectively after an attack.
Okay, so for our listeners who might not be super deep in the cybersecurity weeds here, can you give us the quick rundown? Who are these players, Veeam and Palo Alto Networks?
Sure. So Veeam, they're big in the data protection world. Like their backup and recovery tools, those are industry standard for a lot of companies.
So they're the ones making sure you don't lose everything if disasters strike.
Exactly. Think of it as like insurance for your information.
Bam Palo Alto Networks, they're the ones on the front
Thank
lines,
you.
right? Stopping those threats in real time.
You got it. Firewalls, threat intelligence. They even have those, what are they called? Those super advanced security operations
The
centers.
SOCs.
Yes, SOCs, like the nerve centers for cybersecurity.
Okay, so we've got the data protectors teaming up with the threat stoppers. I'm starting to see why this is a big deal, but how are they actually connecting their expertise?
It's all about integration. They're basically connecting Veeam's data protection tools directly with Palo Alto's Cortex platform, specifically XSIAM and XSOAR.
Okay, those are some serious acronyms. Could you maybe unpack those a little for us?
Yeah, so imagine XSIAM, like a super powered security analyst, constantly monitoring your systems, looking for anything
So it's
suspicious.
watching everything all the time.
Right, but it's not just watching, it's analyzing. Uses AI to look for patterns, anomalies, anything that could be a sign of trouble.
And XR, where does that fit in?
XSOAR is the action side of things. Let's say XSIAM picks up on something funky. XSOAR can automatically trigger a
So
response.
it's like having a pre-programmed security team that can jump in immediately.
Exactly. Isolate systems, block traffic, even start a data recovery process, all without waiting for a human to intervene.
So it's like having an automated security guard who not only spots the problem, but knows exactly how to handle it.
That's a really good way to put it. And to make that whole system even more powerful, they've actually built specific apps that connect Veeam stuff directly with Palo Alto's Cortex.
Okay, let's talk about more talk about the how. Tell me about these apps.
All right, so there's one called the Veeam app for Cortex XSIAM. And basically, it's like this central command for all your backups. Imagine a dashboard, right?
Okay, so I can see if a backup failed or something.
But more than that, you see the backups, but you also see any security alerts from XSIAM right alongside it. So let's say a backup failed.
Right, and at the same time, XSIAM is flagging suspicious activity on the network.
Yeah.
That's a big clue that it might not just be a random tech issue.
Exactly. Suddenly you're connecting the dots between your backups and potential security threats. And that's where the second app comes in, the Veeam app for Cortex XSOAR.
And this one's all about taking action.
Remember how we talked about XSOAR automating responses? This app is the link that lets XSOAR see what's happening with your Veeam backups and then trigger those pre-programmed actions if it detects something's wrong.
This is starting to sound a little Minority Report, you know,
Oh.
like predicting security breaches before they even happen.
Well, AI is powerful, but it's not quite magic yet. The way it works is these systems, they learn. They learn from past attacks, from industry trends, even stuff like news feeds. The more data they process, the better they get at anticipating what might happen next.
So it's proactive, not just reactive. Okay, but even with all this automation, sometimes you probably do need a human to step in. How user-friendly are these systems?
That's a really important point because you don't want something so complex that you need a degree in cybersecurity to use it.
All
Right.
right.
One of the cool things here is that they've really focused on accessibility, like the apps we're talking about. Those are included with certain Veeam packages, no extra cost.
So no hidden fees, no having to buy a whole separate system.
Exactly. And because it's built on top of those platforms, it can scale. So it doesn't matter if you're a small business or a huge corporation, you're not stuck with some one-size-fits-all solution.
So whether you're a small business owner or running IT for a huge company, this integration could work. But it's not just about affordability, right? Data privacy is a big deal. How does all of this play into those compliance requirements, which seem to change every other week?
That's huge. And that's another area where this integration really shines because it helps meet those, what are they called? Those RTO and RPO standards.
And for a listener who might not be fluent in cybersecurity acronyms.
Right, of course. So RTO, that's your recovery time objective. It basically means how quickly you can get back up and running after something goes wrong. How much downtime can you handle?
Okay, an RPO.
Recovery point objective. It's about data loss. How much data can you afford to lose? These are big questions for any business.
So RTO is about minimizing downtime. RPO is about minimizing data loss. And this integration helps with both.
Exactly. Because it focuses on fast threat detection and automated recovery, it can be a really valuable tool for companies that need to prove they're taking data security seriously.
Especially in industries like healthcare or finance, where a data breach could be disastrous.
Exactly. Think of it like this. It's like a security system that not only protects your house, it also keeps detailed logs of everything just in case you need proof later.
Smart. So it sounds like Veeam and Palo Alto Networks have really thought this through. What's next for them? Any hints about where this is all headed?
Well, it does sound like they're just getting started, based on everything you've told us.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the Cortex XSOR app, that's already available.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the XSAM version, that one's launching soon.
Okay, so even more integration coming down the line, more features, probably even partnerships with other companies.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like they're building this whole ecosystem for data protection, threat response, all of it.
Yeah, like no one company can solve this whole cybersecurity puzzle on their own, right?
It's true. It's too big of a challenge.
Like that old saying, two heads are better than one. Except in this case, it's two really, really smart AI systems.
Exactly. And it highlights something important about cybersecurity now. It's not just about building stronger walls anymore.
Right. You got to be smarter than that.
It's about systems that can adapt, that can learn, that can react instantly.
And as those systems get more advanced, it seems like cybersecurity is becoming more about collaboration, more about being proactive.
Totally. And this partnership between Veeam and Palo Alto Networks, that's a perfect example of that shift. It'll be really interesting to see where they go next.
For sure. Well, this has been fascinating. To our listeners out there, if you're feeling a little overwhelmed by the cybersecurity landscape these days.
It can feel like a lot, definitely.
Just remember, you are not alone. There are some powerful solutions out there, and these kinds of partnerships, this is the future of data protection.
Absolutely.
More integrated, more intelligent, more automated than ever before.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's been a pleasure joining you for this deep dive.
The pleasure was all mine. And to our listeners, until next time, stay curious and stay safe out there.